Good morning and welcome to this morning prayer service on the fourth Sunday of Easter on May 3rd, 2020. Let us begin. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Now let us humbly confess our sins to Almighty God. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against your holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And apart from your grace, there is no health in us. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Spare all those who confess their faults. Restore all those who are penitent, according to your promises declared to all people in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may now live a godly, righteous and sober life to the glory of your holy name. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord grant you absolution and remission of all your sins, true repentance, amendment of life, and the grace and consolation of his Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
Alleluia, the Lord is risen indeed.
O come, let us adore him. Alleluia.
We'll continue saying the Jubilate in unison. O be joyful in the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song. Be assured that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. O go your way into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and speak good of his name. For the Lord is gracious, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures from generation to generation. Our psalm appointed for this morning is Psalm 23, which we will say together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
A reading from the book of Nehemiah, chapter 9. Now on the 24th day of this month, the people of Israel were assembled with fasting and in sackcloth and with dust on their heads. Then those of Israelite descent separated themselves from all foreigners and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their ancestors. They stood up in their place and read from the book of the law of the Lord their God for a fourth part of the day. And for another fourth, they made confession and worshiped the Lord their God. Then Jeshua, Bani, Kadmiel, Shebaniah, Buni, Sherebiah, Bani, and Shanani stood on the stairs of the Levites and cried out with a loud voice to the Lord their God. Then the Levites, Jeshua, Kadmiel, Bani, Hashabaniah, Sherebiah, Hodiah, Shebaniah, and Pethathiah said, "Stand up and bless the Lord your God from everlasting to everlasting. Blessed be your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise." And Ezra said, "You are the Lord, you alone. You made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that is in them. To all of them you give life, and the host of heaven worships you. You are the Lord, the God who chose Abram and brought him out of Ur of the Chaldeans and gave him the name Abraham. And you found his heart faithful before you and made with him a covenant to give to his descendants the land of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Jebusite, and the Girgashite. And you have fulfilled your promise, for you are righteous. And you saw the distress of our ancestors in Egypt and heard their cry at the Red Sea. You performed signs and wonders against Pharaoh and all his servants and all the people of his land, for you knew that they acted insolently against our ancestors. You made a name for yourself, which remains to this day, and you divided the sea before them so that they passed through the sea on dry land, but you threw their pursuers into the depths like a stone into mighty waters. Moreover, you led them by day with a pillar of cloud and by night with a pillar of fire to give them light on the way in which they should go. You came down also upon Mount Sinai and spoke with them from heaven and gave them right ordinances and true laws, good statutes and commandments. And you made known your holy Sabbath to them and gave them commandments and statutes and a law through your servant Moses. For their hunger you gave them bread from heaven, and for their thirst you brought water from them out of the rock. And you told them to go in to possess the land that you swore to give to them." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We'll continue with the Pascha Nostrum. Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Not with the old leaven, the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Alleluia. Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death that he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So also consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Alleluia. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. Alleluia.
A reading from the first letter of Peter. For the Lord's sake, accept the authority of every human institution, whether of the emperor as supreme or of governors as sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to praise those who do right. For it is God's will that by doing right, you should silence the ignorance of the foolish. As servants of God, live as free people, yet do not use your freedom as a pretext for evil. Honor everyone. Love the family of believers. Fear God. Honor the emperor. Slaves, accept the authority of your masters with all deference, not only those who are kind and gentle, but also those who are harsh. For it is to your credit if, being aware of God, you endure pain while suffering unjustly. If you endure when you are beaten for doing wrong, where is the credit in that? But if you endure when you do right and suffer for it, you have God's approval. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was abused, he did not return abuse. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that free from sins, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. For you were going astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We'll continue with the Magna et Mirabilia. O ruler of the universe, Lord God, great deeds are they that you have done, surpassing human understanding. Your ways are ways of righteousness and truth. O King of all the ages, who can fail to do you homage, Lord, and sing the praises of your name? For you only are the Holy One. All nations will draw near and fall down before you, because your just and holy works have been revealed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate but climbs in by another way is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
The fourth Sunday of Easter has always been one of my favorites. It's also known as Good Shepherd Sunday, and uses some of my favorite passages of Scripture, such as John 10 and the 23rd Psalm. In Easter season, or any season for that matter, who can't help but rejoice that the risen Lord is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand? We're the sheep in the flock of the Good Shepherd, who leads us beside still waters into green pastures. We are safe and well fed, even in the presence of our enemies. We need not fear, for his rod and staff comfort us, and our ultimate faith is to dwell in his house forever. And yet, even though we're in the flock of the Good Shepherd, we're sent out as lambs among wolves. We're scattered on many hillsides, Often we find ourselves under the leadership of abusive and authoritarian earthly shepherds. The first epistle of Peter is written to a flock living in just those circumstances. It's clear from the context of 1 Peter that much of the church he is writing to is undergoing persecution. And much of that persecution is because Christians were seeking to live lives of holiness and not participate in worldly priorities or passions. It's clear to Peter that the sheep of the Lord's hands are to be in the world and not of it. One of the most important verses of 1 Peter is right before our passage. It's in chapter 2, verse 12, and it reads, "Be careful how you live among your unbelieving neighbors. Even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior, and they will believe and give honor to God when he comes to judge the world." The important principle for Peter is that the world is watching us. Our witness comes from our behavior. We must seek to live out our beliefs in the world in order that some in the world might be convicted by how we live. It's at this point that our passage begins, and Peter says some things that are hard to hear. Much of our passage is built on the theme that we are to respect and obey those in authority so that we can set a good example for those that are watching. Chapter 2, verse 17 is not too bad. It reads, "Show respect for everyone. Love your Christian brothers and sisters. Fear God and show respect to the king." In many ways, this is another way of saying that the words that we speak at the beginning of every Eucharist. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two hang all the law and the prophets." So far, so good, as long as we can ignore the part about the king, especially if the king is from a political party that we disagree with. And yet, Peter is pretty clear. He doesn't want us to ignore the king part. We find the same teaching in Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7. Obey the government, for God is the one who put it there. But then Peter turns up the heat even more in chapter 2, verse 18, and says, "Slaves must accept the authority of their masters. Do whatever they tell you, not only if they are kind and reasonable, but even if they're harsh. If you suffer for doing what's right and are patient beneath the blows, God is pleased with you. Christ, who suffered for you, is your example. When he suffered, he didn't threaten to get even. He left his case in the hands of God, who always judges fairly." I have to confess that one of the hardest verses in Scripture for me is from the Sermon on the Mount. It reads, "I say to you, don't resist an evil person, and if you're slapped on the right cheek, turn the other also." Matthew chapter 5, verse 39. I can remember being about 10 years old and hearing this for the first time when I sat in Sunday school, and it really bothered me. Perhaps it was because I grew up with a few bullies in our school. It would constantly make my life miserable until the day that I fought back. That day was the day that the harassment ended. I have to admit, I never really hit the bullies, but I finally let them know that I would if they persisted, and they backed down when they were challenged. One of the most powerful expressions of what Peter is trying to get across can be found in the movie Hacksaw Ridge. It's the story of a young man by the name of Desmond Doss. Desmond grew up in an abusive family. His father was an alcoholic. His father had lost most of his friends in World War I and climbed into a bottle to deal with the pain. Desmond almost killed his father for abusing his mother when he was in a drunken rage. At that point, Desmond determined to be a pacifist and swore to never hold a gun again. When Pearl Harbor was bombed, Desmond joined the army as a conscientious objector, with hopes of becoming a medic. Everything went fine until he was asked to begin rifle training. He refused, and was humiliated and beaten brutally because he was thought to be a coward. When asked to give the names of those who beat him, he refused and instead said that he was a hard sleeper. He stood up for his beliefs even when he was court-martialed. He was exonerated and allowed to serve as a medic. In battle, he proved to be one of the bravest men involved. He saved many, many lives, but the most telling moment in the movie was when the men who previously had beat him up refused to go into battle unless Desmond went with them and prayed for them. His faith and willingness to suffer had changed their hearts. In the end, it's easy to pass over our lesson for today because it seems to advocate slavery, and we could get lost in the weeds of whether or not all Christians should be pacifists. But just because the passage is difficult doesn't mean that we should run from it. It's often true that the most difficult passages are the ones that we need the most. Our faith is weak if we only do what comes easy. Here are a few of the things in the passage that convicted me. As sheep of the Lord's hand, we are called to lead lives of holiness that look very different from the world around us. We are called to live in this world that is not our home, knowing our real home is in the Lord's house forever. And this gives us strength to endure suffering in the world where we live right now. Knowing we will face persecution because of a different set of values from the world, we need to realize that the world will watch how we react when it persecutes us because of our faith. Showing grace and forgiveness in the face of persecution is often our strongest witness in the world. Our faith is tested when we desire to seek revenge. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Do we have faith enough to believe God is just? Do we have faith enough to trust in His grace and mercy, as well as His holiness and righteousness? Standing up for the convictions of our faith is not cowardly. There's often a huge price to be paid for loving the Good Shepherd. We are called to lives of obedience, but we should not follow directives that would deny our love for God or keep us from loving our neighbor as ourselves. We are called by our risen Lord to be people of holiness, love, forgiveness, humility, and obedience. In the closing lines of our passage today, we read, He carried our sins in His body on the cross so that we could be dead to sin and live for what is right. You have been healed by His wounds. Once you were wandering like lost sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd of your souls, the guardian of your soul. Amen.
Continue by confessing our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, show your mercy upon us,
and grant us your salvation.
O Lord, guide those who govern us,
and lead us in the way of justice and truth.
Clothe your ministers with righteousness,
and let your people sing with joy.
O Lord, save your people,
and bless your inheritance.
Give peace in our time, O Lord,
and defend us by your mighty power.
Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten,
nor the hope of the poor be taken away.
Create in us clean hearts, O God,
and take not your Holy Spirit from us.
O God, whose Son, Jesus Christ, is the good shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name, and follow where he leads, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen. O God, our King, by the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, on the first day of the week, you conquered sin, put death to flight, and gave us the hope of everlasting life. Redeem all our days by this victory. Forgive our sins. Banish our fears. Make us bold to praise you and to do your will, and steel us to wait for the consummation of your kingdom on the last great day, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
O most mighty and merciful God, in this time of grievous sickness, we flee unto thee for succor. Deliver us, we beseech thee, from our peril. Give strength and skill to all those who minister to the sick. Prosper the means made use of for their cure, and grant that, perceiving how frail and uncertain our life is, we may apply our hearts unto that heavenly wisdom which leadeth to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
At this point in the service, you may pause the recording to offer your own intercessions and thanksgivings, either silently or aloud. We continue saying together the general thanksgiving. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace, and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies, that with truly thankful hearts, we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service, and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together in his name, you will grant their requests. Fulfill now, O Lord, our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, and in the age to come, life everlasting.
Amen. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia.
May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Well, I do have a few quick announcements to make on this Good Shepherd Sunday. The first being about our benevolence fund that we are establishing in order to provide care where it's needed, that care needs that have arisen during the coronavirus crisis. We ask that if you would like to donate funds to our benevolence fund, which will go to needy people both in and outside of our parish, that you would just mention in the memo line that you are giving this check for the benevolence fund. If you need funds for whatever reason, I do ask that you contact myself or Bishop Mark. Your needs will remain confidential, and the needs of any that are given to us will remain completely confidential. And we want to make sure that that no one's going hungry in our church or around us, that any needs you might have are being met. So please don't hesitate to ask if you need anything. Secondly, on Mother's Day in the past, Frank Woods has headed up a diaper drive for the Changing Lives Center connected to the Phoenix Rescue Mission. And during the diaper drive, we usually donate diapers, wipes, formula. But seeing as we won't be meeting as we usually do on Mother's Day, a link has been included in the Compass article from last Friday that you can use to donate to the Changing Lives Center at the Phoenix Rescue Mission for women with children who are recovering from homelessness, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, or just in need. I ask that you consider giving to them as well. Lastly, we're nearing a strange season where we will be returning to in-person Eucharistic worship at Christ Church Anglican, though it will look much different from what we're used to. It's not going to be the same as before we were asked to stop meeting together. Just please keep in touch with us. Make sure to open any announcements that you get through our email delivery service so that you can stay in the loop about how to be involved in our Eucharistic worship moving forward, at least for the near future. Feels really stupid to plan for anything these days, but you have to plan, even though those plans change by the hour, it seems. And so we just pray that God would continue to make a way for us to meet together again, to know him in the preached word and in the bread broken. We pray for all those who suffer here and around the world. I can't wait to see all of you. And it's in Christ that we lift this to the Lord.